Hey, 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 welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe, and thank you so much for joining us for our lesson today. You know, every now and then, people we know do things that cause them to lose face. Sometimes it's just something foolish. Other times, it's just situations that they are in that make them look bad. Well, the title of today's lesson is Say It Another Way, and there is a way to talk about things to help people save face. We've been learning about euphemisms, and today we'll learn specifically about words we can use in discussing when someone loses their job. Yes, a sensitive topic. But there's more. Let's find out more euphemisms now.
Say it another way. Other common terms in the job world have also acquired euphemisms to express them. People are no longer fired from their jobs. They are let go or downsized. A person is not unemployed. He or she is between jobs. Some euphemisms, though, can be of dubious value when the term they're replacing isn't all that bad. Car dealers didn't like the term used, as in a used car. Therefore, the term is now pre-owned. People would rather purchase a pre-owned vehicle than a used one.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 unemployed 这个形容词 ,un 是否定的字首 ,employed 是被雇用的。所以 unemployed 就是指没有被雇用的，也就是指失业的或待业的。例如 ,Larry has been unemployed since he was laid off 6 months ago. Larry 从六个月前被裁员到现在都在待业中。或者是 Eric's family has been suffering financially since Eric became unemployed. 自从 Eric 失业之后，整个家庭经济上非常的辛苦。它的名词是 unemployment, U-N-E-M-P-L-O-Y-M-E-N-T, 意思是失业率或者是失业人口，它是一个不可数名词。例如 ,the unemployment rate has fallen by 0.5% in the last 6 months.失业率过去六个月之内下降了 0.5%。 继续我们看 dubious 这个形容词 dub 这个字首有两个或成双的意思，所以 dubious 是指含糊不清的或者是暧昧不明的。例如 The advertisement claims regarding the effects of the product seem dubious to me. 这个广告上所声称的关于这个产品的效果对我而言有些含糊不清。 dubious 也指怀疑的或者是没有把握的。如果要说明对什么感到没有把握的，是用 about 这个介系词。例如 ,Charles has never kept his word before, that's why I'm dubious about his promises to change. Charles 从来说话都不算话，这就是为什么我对他说要改变这件事有点不相信。
Thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, more euphemisms to talk about. This one's kind of fun.Other common terms in the job world have also acquired euphemisms to express them. All right, so when it comes to jobs, yesterday we were talking about job titles. We're continuing with the topic of jobs. There are many appropriate euphemisms.
That's right. We read people are no longer fired from their jobs. So let's say, for example, you're, not you, but you know somebody is working at a job and then they don't really do their job properly, correctly, so they have to be fired. Well, they're no longer fired. They are let go.
That's right. So the idea here isn't that they are not fired, it's that they have thought of a different way to say it. Just now we saw kind of a cartoon of Trump saying, you're fired, from his old TV show. I don't know, Rebecca. I think there's some value also just to being really direct like that.
Right. I think these days We're always trying so hard not to offend people. But honestly, if someone is not doing their job right, if someone isn't doing a good job, if they're not following the rules, if they're always late, or there are all these different things that they don't do correctly, why not just be honest and say, you're fired?
Yeah, but of course people want to be nice and think of another way to let someone know that they can no longer work at your company, and so we have lots of euphemisms, right? For example, they are let go. I've heard that many times before. Not me. I haven't been told that. But yeah, someone might say, we're letting you go. Or if you were fired, you might say, I was let go from my company.
Now, there's another word that apparently is used, maybe not as often as let go, but it means the same thing. They are let go or downsized. That's another way of saying that somebody is no longer able to stay at their job.
Now, this word downsize, Rebecca and I were thinking about this because usually when I use the word downsize, this means that it's making the company smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the company is making itself smaller and letting some people go. However, our lesson says that someone can be downsized.
Right. Now, another thing that comes to my mind when I think of this word downsized is, for example, after the kids moved out of the house, mom and dad decided it was time to downsize. So they bought a new house, a smaller house, and sold the bigger house.
Thank you for bringing that up, Rebecca. That's another great way to use it. Yes, let's downsize, okay? Get rid of some stuff. So let's go on to another euphemism here. Actually, speaking of let go or being downsized, there's another one that comes to mind that's not in our lesson, and that is the phrase to lay someone off. And that's kind of the same as letting someone go.
But one big difference is sometimes if a company has to downsize,
mm-hmm.
they'll end up letting someone go, and it's not because the person, or they'll lay someone off, and it's not because the person necessarily did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that they can no longer afford to keep a certain number of employees. For example, my dad, a few years ago, he was laid off, or he was forced into early retirement because his company was downsizing.
I remember hearing about
mm-hmm.
that. Actually, you mentioned another one. Some people really are forced into retirement or forced to retire early. That means a different thing. All of these phrases mean something slightly different, right? However, you know what? Actually, I don't think any of them directly mean fired.
No, they
right?
don't. None of them directly mean fired. So they're all nice ways of saying that people can no longer stay at their company.
That's right. And so they're useful because if you were fired, and you know you were fired, when you're talking to somebody else about what happened at your job, you could use these terms. I was laid off, or I was let go, or the company was downsizing, or something. But our company, our lesson mentions here, someone is in between jobs. We're talking about now unemployment. That's not a very nice word. Someone's in between jobs, well, they might be job hunting at the moment. Okay, that's a word or a phrase that you would use when you're looking for a new job.
I'm really glad you brought those words up, or that phrase up, because I think that at any point, at some point in time, everyone is going to experience this job hunting. So rather than telling someone, yeah, you know, I'm unemployed right now, that makes it seem like there's something wrong with you. Why are you unemployed? Rather, you can say, well, I'm job hunting. I'm looking for a job.
That's right. When you use these euphemisms or these phrases, the idea that you're communicating is that you're being proactive. You're not just sitting at home and being lazy. Okay, so between jobs or job hunting. Well, what is the next section about?
We read some euphemisms, though, can be of dubious value when the term they're replacing isn't all that bad. Wait, so you're saying that some of these euphemisms are actually replacing words that really aren't all that bad?
I think that's what this sentence sounds like. That's what it sounds like, okay? so let's take a look at this phrase first because it's a useful one. Isn't all that bad. Now, you know what it means if something isn't that bad. But they've added the word all here. All in this sentence means actually, okay? So it isn't actually that bad. It's not as bad as people might think.
For example, Jenny thought that her science class in ninth grade was going to be very difficult. But soon after she started, she realized it really wasn't all that bad.
That's right. So friends, think of another situation or way where you can use this phrase. But we read on here another example. Car dealers didn't like the term used as in a used car. Rebecca, have you ever bought a used car before?
Oh, you bet I have. I haven't bought a new car, only a used car.
Do you prefer the term used car or pre-owned car?
Honestly, it doesn't really bother me. Either way, it's fine.
So maybe that's the point of this section, right? Actually, the term used car is okay. Pre-owned is kind of an interesting new word, but that's what is suggested. The term is now pre-owned. People would now rather purchase a pre-owned vehicle than a used one. Now, if something is pre-owned or used, you see it here, it could be secondhand.
Right. For example, you could say, my friend just gave me a whole bag of secondhand clothing, and it was definitely quite a blessing.
And you know what? It could be actually something that two or three people used before. It could be third or fourth hand, but often we'll just use the phrase or the word secondhand.
Just because something is secondhand doesn't mean that it's junk. You can actually find some really nice secondhand items.
That's true. Well, friends, right now it is not time for the info cloud. You'll see that later. So for now, stay
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back. Today we're on our final lesson, our final day, about euphemisms, and we've learned a lot so far, and there are so many more that you could learn. Well, in this first section, we talked about other ways of talking about how someone is fired, right? A better word to use might be, oh, our company is downsizing. Or someone was let go. Well, are there euphemisms that have to do with age? Let's find out now.
Say it another way. Age can be another thorny topic. People don't like to be thought of as old. So, a person who is aging is getting on in years. And no one is an old lady or an old man. Everyone is a senior citizen or a senior. People's financial statuses are also cloaked in euphemisms. People are not poor. They are low income or economically disadvantaged. On the other side of the coin, rich people don't want to be called rich because that calls attention to them. So they are well off or financially comfortable. Make tough topics easier to talk about. Learn and use some euphemisms.
OK, 接下来我们看 thorny 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 thorn, 尖刺这个名词。所以 thorny 原本是指多刺的。例如 the girl was scratched by the thorny rose bushes in the garden. 这个女孩被花园里面多刺的玫瑰花丛给刮伤了。thorny 在今天的课文中特别是指棘手的或者是困难的。例如 the government is still working on a solution to the thorny problem of the placement of refugees.政府还在想办法解决要如何安置难民的这个棘手的问题。最后我们看 cloak 这个动词 cloak 是指掩藏或掩盖。例如 That country is cloaking its nuclear weapons factory as a petroleum processing plant. 那个国家以炼油厂的名义作为它的核武工厂的掩盖。或者是 The dock was completely cloaked in mist so the sailors almost missed it.这个码头完全被浓雾所笼罩，因此水手们差点没看到。 Cloak 也可以当名词，意思就是斗篷或披风。例如 When Doctor Strange wears his magic cloak, he can fly. 当奇异博士穿上他神奇的披风时，他就可以飞。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, we are aging as we speak, and age can be another sensitive issue, or as our lesson says, it can be another thorny topic. Do you like thorns, Rebecca?
Do I like thorns?
Have you ever picked a rose and been pricked by the thorns?
Yes, Gabe. We used to have a lot of rose bushes in my backyard, so I have been pricked by a thorn many times.
Right. Okay, so that's the idea, friends. It hurts, and it can be difficult to talk about. We read here, people don't like to be thought of as old. Okay, don't just use that word. There are some euphemisms. So a person who is aging is getting on in years. Well, Rebecca, I don't know about you, but I'm getting on in years, too.
Well, I'm also getting on in years. I think that everyone is getting on in years because every year we get older and older and older.
Exactly. But, I mean, Rebecca and I are kind of joking here. Actually, when you use that phrase or someone says so-and-so is getting on in years, it really does mean that they're maybe getting older, a lot older.
Right. And no one is an old lady or an old man. Everyone is a senior citizen or a senior. It would be considered extremely rude if you were to say, oh, that old man, he always walks across the street quite slowly.
Right. So you might use the term senior citizen. And as you can see in this picture, there's someone who is a senior citizen. We could say this is an old person, but it's just a nicer way of saying it. Now, another word is just simply senior. So, for example, I found a picture of a sign for haircuts, and it says, seniors are $7. Normally, for other people, it's $9. But friends, if you see a sign like this, don't assume it's talking about a senior high school student or a senior in college or something. No, senior on a sign like this always means an older person, a senior citizen.
Exactly. People's financial statuses are also cloaked in euphemisms. People are not poor. They are low income or economically disadvantaged. On the other side of the coin, rich people don't want to be called rich because that calls attention to them. So there's several things we need to talk about, starting with...
Well, hold on a second.
Yes.
First of all, on the other side of the coin, in our lesson, usually this means it's used to discuss the pros and cons of the same thing. However, we want to talk about a related phrase. And actually, I think it's maybe even a more appropriate phrase for our lesson. She could have said, on the flip side, which means on the other hand.
Right. So maybe we should just stay home and eat today. On the flip side, maybe we should go out because we actually don't really have a lot of food at home.
That's right. So this is a fun phrase to know, on the flip side. Now, our author used this phrase on the other side of the coin. I think she was being clever because this is about money, right? Rich and poor. Rich people don't want to be called rich because that calls attention to them. Now, if you call attention to yourself or to something, that means you make people focus on that thing.
Right. And there are definitely several different things that you could do either intentionally or unintentionally that could call attention to yourself. For example, Rachel desires to blend in with her classmates, but her crazy hairstyle always calls attention to herself.
That's a funny example.
Yes, she walks in with her crazy hairdo, so she's not going to really be able to blend in.
That's really funny. Okay, so yes, it does call attention. Some people really know how to call attention to themselves. Well, so we would say someone is well off or financially comfortable instead of the word, or as opposed to the word, rich. But you see this word here, tough. Okay, in our lesson, it means difficult.
So, for example, parents have a lot of tough decisions to make. As a parent, you have to decide where your kid's going to go to school and, you know, different, a lot of tough decisions.
That's true. Life is full of tough decisions. Make tough topics easier to talk about. Learn and use some euphemisms. Well, we have a decision to make right now that's not very tough. Let's decide to go to the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Let's look at the expression, in so many words.
He told me in so many words that he was going to quit his job next week to pursue his dream of being a writer.
Here, Carolyn is using the expression, in so many words, to mean with precise language. There isn't any doubt about what was said.
Now, let's look at its opposite. The expression is not in so many words. This means that someone is trying to say something indirectly.
So, if I ask Carolyn if her co-worker told her he was going to quit, and she said,
no, not in so many words, but he has been talking a lot lately about how unhappy he is with his job, and I think he is going to quit soon.
Here, the expression means that although her co-worker hasn't actually said that he is going to quit, the way he has been talking gave her a pretty clear idea he is going to quit.
Now, there might be a little bit of room for uncertainty, but if someone tells you something not in so many words, usually you have a pretty good idea of what they are trying to say.
今天介绍的这两个用语非常特别。In so many words, 字面的意思是使用许多的文字，其实就是直接了当的明确的意思。He told me in so many words that he's going to quit. 他明确地告诉我他要辞职。相反的用法就是在前面加 not in so many words, 意思是模糊地表达一件事情。Did he tell you the reason he's going to quit? 他有没有告诉你辞职的原因呢？就可以回答 Well, not in so many words. 没有很明确。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
So Gabe, is there another euphemism that you would like to share about?
Well, actually, there was a kid who wanted to tell me that I was gaining weight or I got fatter, and he used the phrase, what I mean is, you've filled out. And I was surprised, because he was quite young, and that's actually a pretty nice way of saying that someone has gained a little bit of weight.
Oh, that is a sweet story, Gabe. Well, thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.